Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Mike Snyder, I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Normally, we're holding our show every second Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock, but due to the current global circumstances over the past few months, we've been guided to start holding your show a couple different Saturday nights every month here and there to replace the in-person monthly events that we'd normally hold out at Brigitte Center in New Jersey. So obviously, with everything going on and not being able to get together in groups and so on and so forth, the radio show has been a wonderful avenue for us to continue offering our work, virtually, as you will. So going forward, you'll want to just stay tuned to our emails if you're on our newsletter list, Facebook messages, because we'll probably continue offering these Saturday radio shows as we're guided by Spirit throughout the summer. And again, if you don't get Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to lightbridge101.com and sign up for her email list. And speaking of Brigitte, if you'd like to find out more about the services she offers, she has classes, she does lots of healing and channeling sessions that she normally offers out of her center in New Jersey, but this stuff can also be offered through Zoom or on the telephone remotely, that kind of thing. Again, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, to see all the different things that she offers. To find out more about me, I'm Mike Snyder. You can go to www.mikesnydercc.com. There you'll find samples of my music, CD downloads, private sessions. I have many of the class recordings of meditations that Brigitte and I have held together over the years live at her center in New Jersey. So there's a lot of resources there if you're looking to listen to some of the things that we've offered. You can get a better idea of what we have available. And as always, to hear the replay of this show or any of our past shows, you can always visit our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So once you go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, there's a link on there that will take you right to Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see a list of probably all the shows we've ever done for 7 or 8 years. So there's quite a selection on there. So now we're going to bring in Brigitte. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Mike. And it's good to be with all of you at this time of this full moon that was yesterday with the partial lunar eclipse. Holy moly, did it hit home for some of us, at least. It did. I know my poor dog had a little seizure yesterday, so the energies were quite intense. And we can truly say that I think you all can agree about the global situation. 2020 really came in like a whirlwind, like a hurricane storm, like a tsunami, however you want to call it, but it has ripped away layers and layers of ourselves to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And so I'm so excited that you're here at this time celebrating the third of the real special and loved festivals that the Hierarchy of Light wants to bring out to humanity every year. It starts around Easter with the Festival of the Christ. Again, not focused so much on Christianity, but more on the values that Jesus stands for, the love, the gentleness, the kindness, the good-heartedness, the compassion. Following then at the full moon, at the, in the zodiac sign of Taurus, the first full moon, with the Vesak Festival, where we all gather in the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan to be present when Buddha descends into the Vesak Valley, to be with us and to usher the new frequency for the next 12 months that is supporting a new consciousness, new type of service in the world, new type of enlightenment. And now we are celebrating with this full moon that is following the Vesak Festival, we are celebrating what's known as the Festival of Humanity, also as a Great Invocation Day, with the idea that this is now not about just love or illumination, but it is about the divine will. And really also about power and a great understanding of power. Because often power is so misunderstood. And so we are going to focus a little bit on power today, what it really means. And then we are going to hand over to music from Mike. And we are also going to have then, of course, Saint Germain come through and guide everybody on an inner journey to bring healing not only to yourself, but certainly also to the world in alignment with your divine I Am presence. I also want to recommend, I'm sorry, I faded a little bit out. If you already said that, Mike, I'm sorry, but I again want to point out a beautiful way to keep your heart open, stay attuned, is to join the Heart of Oneness Spiritual Expo. You can go to their website and you can experience all kinds of healers that are offering things, tuning fork healings, gongs, all kinds of meditations. It's a beautiful way to stay attuned in these times of tremendous transformation. And we can definitely say this intensity of what's going on that something like that can be extremely supportive. Now, a lot of the things that Mike and I offered have been in person, whether it was retreats or classes. And a couple of people have contacted me, asking me about my classes, when I'm going to teach them, if I'm going to offer a retreat on a virtual level via Zoom or via computer. So let me just say this is in the works. And I had a couple of Kabbalah class series to finish. So I'm working on that first. And then I will start offering other classes online as well. So just bear with me a little bit. Honestly, the first few months of the pandemic, when it hit, I couldn't really do anything. I just had to honor going into introspection, going within, and allowing myself to go through a process of reevaluating and redefining myself. And I think a lot of us had to do that. And really asking myself, what do I want to take into the next phase of my life? Taking advantage of this time of isolation, and instead of seeing it as my enemy, to make it a gift given to me by the divine, to slow down enough to be able to make some new choices. So I couldn't right away jump into just continuing what I had done before, and just in the last few weeks, everything starts to change and speed up. That being said, I also want to address the emotional upheaval that is going on in America right now, in the whole world, really, that is addressing the deep hurt that some feel, rightfully so, about the way they are being treated, the way they are being seen, the way they are being judged, the way that they don't have opportunities as others might have opportunities, or the way they have to work so much harder because they're already being judged before they even can show the way they really are. And this is going so much deeper. Yes, we certainly have to do with color and race, but all of us in our own unique way have potentially experienced something similar to that, growing up, maybe being judged or bullied in school, not feeling good enough, maybe being judged for the siblings that you grew up with or something. You know, I remember growing up, I had to wear secondhand clothes and I was made fun of growing up and I was singled out because of that. But we just didn't have the means to always get me new clothes. I wore a lot of the clothes from my sister. And I'm sure there are many of you out there that have experienced certain things of judgment where this sense of unworthiness comes in. So this time of protest is an opening up of old wounds that now need to come to the surface to be healed. So I invite you very much again to work with this energy right now that is offered by Gaia to go deep within yourself and to sit with those wounds and to ask yourself, is this really what defines me now with the consciousness level that I have, or am I willing to let go? Let go of the past. Start new. Start from this moment new. Call it a new birth, a new beginning, whatever works for you, but make this moment, each breath, a new beginning. And choose in each moment, how do I choose to perceive the world? How do I choose to perceive myself? And as I change my perception of myself, then maybe the outer world will change their perception of me as well. So to become more aware through silence, through introspection, about where you choose to be and how you choose to see yourself. Do you choose to see yourself still as wounded, or are you ready maybe now to let go of some of the wounds in the knowing that you really can be someone that innovates themselves to be a whole new person? You can do that. You have that power. Take your power back. And that's where we are back at the subject of power. Power that is so often used as something that we connect with people who have power over others, who have money, who have positions, who can control other people. But in the eyes of the hierarchy of light, power really comes down to a simple formula. How much strength and courage do we have to maintain the higher vibration of love and light, no matter what is happening outside of yourself, to be able to stay in alignment with your divine I Am presence, in alignment with spirit, to allow your divine self to work with you and through you, guide, direct, surround, and protect you at all times. How much are you willing to put aside to make that happen? Are you willing to purify yourself? Are you willing to eat certain foods? Are you willing to exercise a certain way? Are you willing to meditate, to build muscle so that you can maintain that space of alignment? Be empowered to let a higher power work with you and through you. And when you think about that, letting something greater work with you and through you, this is really about the festival of humanity too. The willingness of letting something greater work with you and through you, it takes a certain level of humility, doesn't it? Not only humility, but a willingness to surrender to something. To let go of control, to let go of the need to know, to let go of having a plan A, B, and C, and be willing to be open to whatever unfolds in the trust and faith. Faith is a big one, trust and faith that you'll be provided for with every step that you take. And that takes power. Why else would Archangel Michael and his divine complement, Archei Faith, be connected to that first ray, the ray of power? That alone speaks volumes, doesn't it? Archangel Michael, who takes his spear of destiny or his spear of light to pierce through the veil and to allow the light to merge within darkness to neutralize it, to allow it to become something new, something else, a very alchemical process. And so Saint Germain too is working with the violet flame for that same reason, to bring opposing forces together through the power of love. The blue ray and the red ray, blue and red, coming together, creating the violet as a symbol for healing, as a symbol for change and transformation. And so that is what you are too. You are the violet flame in action. And that is our first invocation for tonight. I am the violet flame in action. I am the violet flame in physical form. to own that you are a force that brings change, but not through judgment, not through control, but through the power of love. So the power of love will you bring transformation, will you bring change. And for that, your heart must be open, because when your heart is open, you're connected to your soul. And when you're connected to your soul, you're connected to your divine I Am presence. It is all about alignment, and it is all about the heart. And believe me, I have my own fair shares of heart wars and protection. So we are consistently working on releasing these old walls, sometimes carried from other generations through our lineage that we were born into, to keep releasing it over and over again so that we can walk the path of ascension by liberating ourselves from the past and owning more of our divine self and physical form. It is a process. You're not alone. None of us are alone. That's an illusion to break. We are together in this. Every single one of you who listens to this radio show is a light worker. Every single one of you brings change, brings transformation, and every single one of you can truly find someone else within their life that can help and support you if you allow yourself to be humble enough to say, yes, I of my own can do nothing, but together I can bring the change. And so it is about togetherness. It is about finding at the core our common denominator of spirit, bringing us together as one and allowing us as a wave of transformation to assist Earth and Gaia in the ascension process to a higher consciousness. And so because it is about love, we always start with our first piece of music, which was created years ago, a few years ago, for the Voice America show, radio show, for a heart activation, because it is so crucial. It is through the heart that we hear the guidance from our divine self, from the masters and angels, from those who've walked the path of enlightenment before us. So let's listen now once again to the heart activation. Simply call on your spirit guides to be with you. Open your heart and allow yourself to receive, while I will now connect with Saint Germain to come through me, and he will speak to you after this piece of music. Greetings, my beloved friends, brothers and sisters of the light. It is with so much love that I, Saint Germain, am with you at this time of continued transformation, but especially at this time of the Festival of Humanity, as it holds so much meaning in this year, more than in a few years before. They've always been key years where significant releases have been taking place, where humanity as a whole was asked and has been asked to go deep into the underworld of themselves, to transform and transmute deep-rooted fear and discord and negativity, to raise the global consciousness to a higher level. And so in many ways, this is happening this year again. Humanity is forced into isolation to go deep within themselves, and to find some new values in their life, in themselves, to bring forward into the light. And all of you, you are light bearers. You are way showers. You are the lights that shine in the distance for others to follow, for others to have the courage to step out of their darkness into the light. So acknowledge that about yourself and truly own that. At this time, Archangel Michael is descending to every single one of you. Don't try to figure out how this is possible that Archangel Michael can be in so many places at once. Just know that he is. He is standing behind you at this time, and he is putting his hand onto your heart, on your back, from the back. And he's infusing you with the purity of his light essence. And I invite you to let that in and to feel how layers and layers of protection, of fear, of discord, of whatever no longer serves you is starting to fall away. It is almost like you can take a deep breath in a way you couldn't breathe before, you couldn't take before. You can truly feel with his presence that you're not alone. You are indeed being supported. You're being seen. You're being heard. You're being understood. Your fears are being understood. And so be reminded that you've chosen to come here on Earth at this time and to face some of the adversity and obstacles that you're facing right now, because you knew you would have the strength, the courage, and the alignment necessary to work through this adversity, bring healing to the discord, and tread a path so others can follow it as well. This is a place that cannot happen by you alone, but by you in alignment with your divine self. So at this moment, I ask you to take a deep breath in and out and feel your heart opening up even further and feel yourself connecting to your soul body, expanding and becoming lighter in your consciousness as you reach out even further. And you can connect now and feel your divine I Am presence overlighting you like a protective warm coat. And it feels soothing. And you can recognize now that the concept of maintaining a space even for spirit to work with you and through you doesn't even have to all come for you, from you. It can come from you saying, stating, I am one with God, Source, Creator, the great spirit of all that is. God, Source, Creator, the great spirit of all that is working with me and through me and is one with me. I am empowered love and light, so that I may be a channel and instrument of the higher wisdom to come through me and out into the world. Feel this to be true. Feel your alignment and the strength in your alignment and how it feeds the sphere around you that allows you to easily and effortlessly maintain your unique frequency. Everybody is unique. It is the diversity that we celebrate as it allows God, source, creator, the great spirit of all that is to experience itself in all its facets. And yet there are those who are terrified of this, that want to reach back to the old because they are afraid of the change, afraid of what the new consciousness will do to them or their position. And if you're really honest with yourself, you've experienced that fear of the unknown as well already. It is something familiar. Change never comes easy to humanity because at the core, humanity wants to control and hang on to that what they know. But on the Festival of Humanity, you're reminded that your light is part of a greater love and light, that your essence is part of something greater, and that it is thy will that shall be done through you. There are moments where you so much try to figure out what your next step should be. And as you do, you tighten up because you can't pierce through the confusion or the fog. Sometimes the fog and the confusion is necessary for you to redirect your awareness and your consciousness away from that what is in the physical realm back to that what is in the spiritual realm. To let go and let the divine, to allow in this alignment to live in the knowing that everything is part of a divine plan, that there's perfect divine order, and that all you have to do is believe in it. Believe in it. Believe in something greater than you. And just as you believe in something greater than you, Archangel Michael is now lifting your light body out of your physical body. And while he's lifting you upwards, there are angels of healing descending to work on your physical body right now while you're being uplifted. And Archangel Michael is taking you by your hand and is guiding you to the higher realms. And you can feel that as you're guided into the higher realms, you're not alone. Your soul and your divine I Am presence move with you. It is like you are one. And it isn't just like you're one. It is, in fact, that you experience being one with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And it feels good. And it feels right. So often do you look outside of yourself to find this kind of completion in other relationships. But it starts within you. It starts with feeling the completion in your alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And so Archangel Michael is lifting you in your totality further and further up and away from Earth to a sacred place that some know as the etheric place of Shambhala. It is, in a way, like the light body of Gaia, of Earth, but it is so much more. It is a place where many of the masters and the angels alike meet because it holds a frequency that allows them to materialize easily and effortlessly. And so you're being guided into one of these ancient meeting chambers in the city of Shambhala, the city of light, the city of your tomorrow. And you're being guided to sit among the masters and angels, and to acknowledge that there's a master essence within you too. That it's time for you to open up further to your master self, to your Christ itself, to your illuminated self. And as you feel all those who hold such a high frequency of light, love and light around you, you can feel your frequency raising up even further, also into that vibration of love and light. And it feels good. You feel like you're at home. And reaching towards you now is El Moria, Chohan of the first ray of divine empowerment. And he's guiding you to stand in front of everybody and to let everyone feed their light into you, into your heart. And in that alignment, you're receiving an attunement that allows you truly to feel and understand and embody the meaning of I am. I am. Ehe Esher Ehe. I am. I am. And there are many ways to interpret that, but the key is that through the I am, you acknowledge that you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. You are one with all, and all is one with you. And you can feel the truth in that now, where you are, at the center of everyone putting their focus on you. And in this alignment, you understand why I am statements, I am invocations, are so powerful and so effective. Because the moment you state I am, it's a moment where you become the center of the universe you live in. And this is not coming from a place of ego. On the contrary, it is coming from a place of responsibility, the responsibility to be a co-creator on earth or wherever you are. And so in the I Am invocation, you can feel now that it's time to use them for the benefit of humanity. To feel deep within you, your consciousness rising, and hearing the words that define you as the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. I am love. I am light. I am divine power. And fear the truth of each of those statements. I am light, because your light is in a greater light. I am love, because your love is in a greater love. I am divine power, because you have the strength to allow something greater to work with you and through you. You have the strength to be the more, to be the cup, the holy grail for divine love and illumination to fill you up. And so fill yourself up as the holy grail that you are now. Fill, drink the elixir of life. It is not something that you can buy in a pharmacy. It is something that comes from within. that fills you up from within. Elixir of life, of eternal life, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. There is no beginning and end, and yet you are the beginning and the end. You are the in-breath and out-breath of God. You are all and you are nothing. You are vast and you are tiny. And within an atom are even tinier parts that reflect and mirror back the outer within. So if you acknowledge that the universe and all the universes are within you, just as you are within the universe, then you fully understand as within, so outside of yourself, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself. So envision yourself now standing in front of everybody as an equal arm cross, with your arms widespread on each side, feeling the light from the divine coming into your crown, feeling the light from everyone surrounding you coming into your heart, and exploding into an illuminated cross of light. And in this crucifixion of light, there is no pain. There's only the knowing that judgment has no place here. Limitation has no place here. This is a place of love, of all-encompassing love. And from this place, you can feel your wings open and you yourself raising up into the higher realms once again. But now you have an aim. The aim is to bring this illumination, to bring this love back to Earth. And so just like Archangel Michael is holding you and guiding you, you yourself now are taking a group of angels of transformation and healing with you all the way back to Earth. And as you hover above Earth, you can feel, you can sense, you know there are many that are calling for help right now. They're reaching out, but they simply don't know how the frequency to reach what you've just reached. And so there is this deep love that is awakened within you for Gaia, for humanity as an extension of Gaia. And so in this alignment, in this love, in this light, we ask you now to command the angels that are with you and to bring yourself fully in alignment with all those, not those who are not ready for it, but all those that are seeking help at this time, that are seeking support, that are seeking nurturing from a higher realm. You will recognize them. They come from a place of deep sincerity, looking for support, and you are that support. And we are going to play the piece of Machu Picchu, because when you are done, you will feel exalted to the tip of the highest mountain on Earth. And that's where we will reconnect. So command now the angels that are with you and bring love and light and illumination to all those in need of your support. Do this now. Now see yourself settling on the tip of the highest mountain on earth. And there's a little sitting area for you, a resting place, because you've done great work. By allowing the divine to work with you and through you. And as you sit there overlooking Earth from the highest point of view, you can begin to see the sun setting on the horizon. And as the sun is setting, you can feel yourself letting go, truly letting go of the past. This is a very sacred moment, as you so much already began to understand that the timelines before have ended. You're now once again asked to let go of everything that you saw define you up to this moment, to be willing to be empty, to be willing to be nothing. And the darker it gets, the easier it is for you to empty yourself. You can barely see the difference between valleys and mountains and rivers and oceans. It all starts to settle in a dark gray, becoming darker and darker. But even so, there's darkness below you. There's a brilliant light in the sky, the light of many stars, so brilliant, so bright, reminding you that you're part of this vast team of light bearers, of this vast team of star-born, star beings brought to Earth to bring about change, to bring about transformation, to assist in bringing about an awakening. And you feel comfort in that. In many ways, lifetime after lifetime, you simply kept yourself busy until this appointed time. Because this time now is what you've prepared for. This is the time now where you can truly make a difference. Your words, your touch, your action, everything about you makes a difference. So it is most important in this darkness that is illuminated by the stars that you recognize that you are a star yourself. And as you begin to see the full moon rising in the distance, being large and vibrant, reflecting the lights of the sun down to earth, you recognize that you're not so different, that you too are taking in the rays from spirit, reflecting them to those who are willing to see them and take them in. The moon doesn't force herself onto anyone. The moon just sits in the sky, open to see who's willing to look up and who isn't. It's the same for you, for your work as a way shower and light bearer, as one who brings change and awakening. You can only set an example, but as an example, be reminded that you are the I am. I am in perfect alignment with my divine I am presence. I am the fully awakened, ascended master that I am. I am a perfect channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. I am a bridge between heaven and earth. And as such, I bring love and illumination into the world. I am a messenger of the divine. And the words I speak are filled with light coding. And this light coding touches those who hear my words in a beautiful and unique way, a way I don't have to understand or witness, a way that I only have to trust in my heart that it does make a difference, that it brings about change at the appropriate time. I am one who sets the seed of light within all those that I come in contact with, so that when they already own the light within themselves, that seed of light can open up and blossom to help them to raise to another consciousness level. I am filled with joy, as there's no reason to live life in anger, sadness, or seriousness. I am celebrating my human self, as it is through the diversity and the duality that I can learn who I truly am and who I choose to be. I am divine wisdom because I choose to listen. Because wisdom comes not just from books. It comes from life itself. It comes by listening to life as it expresses itself to me and to everyone around me, that I can learn higher truths. Life is a mirror for me, so I can know myself. And it is in the knowing of myself that I am one with God, and God is one with me. I am free, free of any preconceived ideas, open in any moment to receive ever the divine has to offer to me. Even if it might taste bitter at the first moment, I recognize that this bitterness is necessary to make something beautiful out of it. Because I am the power of transformation. I am the violet flame in action. I am the Christed love that touches the hearts of those I come in contact with to awaken their connection to their divine self. Not because I am forcing myself onto them, but because I was magnetically pulled to them, following their inner calling as they were ready to shift in consciousness. I am effortless change and transformation because nothing has to be forced. Everything is happening at the right time and the right place. There's no need to work so hard. Simply stay in a place of allowance, witnessing everything unfolding. Therefore, I am allowance. But I'm also a witness to change
and awakening. And so you begin to define yourself in you on top of your own personal mountain, looking at the moon as a messenger for you, different than you are, as you reflect the rays from spirit into the world. And so your psychic doors shall open up even further. And you can see beyond the veil, because you can remind yourself that I am divine awareness. I am psychically open to look beyond the physical realm to that what is the matrix keeping form in the shape that it presents itself. It is time for you to look even deeper. And as you sit and reflect, and as you find your own defining I am statements that you can use to remind yourself of who you truly are and who you choose to be, the moon will move and sink below the horizon once again, and a new day shall come. The sun will rise up on the horizon again. And as you begin to see Earth, you will see her in you, in a different light, in a different way, because you're seeing yourself in a new and different way. So I want you to take the time right now as we are playing another piece of music that is called Sweet Surrender. I want you to simply be in alignment. And while listening to this music, say out loud your own I am statements. Just let them flow. Don't make it hard on yourself. Keep it simple. And for the next 5 minutes, just create and speak out loud your I am statements. Do this now.
Thank you.
so be reminded that as you do for yourself, you do for others as well. So as you do the invocations for yourself, you affect the whole matrix of all consciousnesses on Earth. This is really important. And so know that today marks a new beginning for you, a new commitment to deepen your alignment with Spirit, to allow yourself to even further release all control, and to allow Spirit to work with you and through you, guide, direct, surround, and protect you at all times. Yourself now be raised up again by Archangel Michael into the higher realms. And feel for one moment everyone who has participated in the Festival of Humanity around the world. Because you're not the only ones. Everyone around the world, feel their presence, feel their light body next to you. And all of you are now holding each other's hand, creating a circle of love and light around Gaia. And as hard as it might be to believe, but you are reaching all around the earth at this time. And I invite you to take a moment and to feel the love and gratitude from Gaia for your willingness to be here at this time to assist in the awakening process. As you take that in, use your in-breath and out-breath to breathe it in and to circulate it through your body, out of your hands, to the ones on your left and right hand side, holding your hands. Before you know it, there is this pulse of electricity, of energy, of love, of light, circulating around the circle of every participant of this festival. And all of you together are creating beautiful ring of light. A ring of light that explodes in all directions with the purity of love and light that reaches out, reaches not only towards the earth, but also out into the galaxies and universe, far out, because you are seen for who you are, for the beautiful light that you are, from far, far away. Don't ever feel small. Don't ever feel that you're only a drop in a vast ocean, not really making a difference. You are needed. You are part of the whole. Without you, the whole could not exist. You are part of all that is, and all that is part of you. Own it. Feel it. And feel yourself expand into that vast light that you are, just for one moment. Until Archangel Michael takes your hand again and guides you back all the way to where you left your physical body behind that was worked on by angels of healing. And so you settle once again and merge your light body with your physical body and allow yourself a moment to adjust and to feel your feet connected to the earth. But most importantly, you feel a shift in your sacral chakra. There's a passion that has been ignited within you again, a passion that gives you the strength to be the light in the darkness, to be love and fear, and to surrender to the divine will, regardless of what everybody around you is saying or is asking you to do. You have this because you're not alone. You are walking a path that is unique, that is blessed, and that has been created specifically for you, by you. So now that there are no accidents, you know, you know that, but I'm here to remind you of that again. There are no accidents. You are deeply loved and you're deeply appreciated. You, within the collective consciousness of humanity, are the renegade light. You create a revolution of love and light within the collective consciousness, not through anger, not through screaming, not through war, but just through your presence and your commitment to service. This is what you came here to do. Now is the time. Trust it. And even if you feel that you're not doing anything, now that even in the not doing, you're holding a unique frequency of love and light that you anchor in earth, into earth, that makes a difference. Take a couple of deep breaths. Start moving your muscles, your feet, your hands. And now that Archangel Michael will stay with you for longer to strengthen your light body, to strengthen the light within you at this time where there's so much transformation happening that sometimes can feel a little overwhelming. I am Saint Germain. I am with you always as you are a disciple of the violet flame here on earth. But you're more than that. You are now considered an adept of the violet flame to be true. Blessings to you on this festival of humanity. My love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, Brigitte, wow, what a great show tonight.
Thank you, Mike. You want to just mention maybe all the websites again? I don't know. It looks like we are finishing early. Sorry, everybody, but I have no control over the length of time that the masters want to come through.
Okay, well, yeah, I do have a couple different announcements. First of all, I will announce the websites again. So www.lightbridge101.com. That's Brigitte's website to get all her information there. My website, www.mikesnydercc.com. And I know earlier we talked about the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo, that they're doing some virtual expos this summer through Facebook and different avenues like that. Their website for information on their expos, and the physical Edison Expo at this time is planned for March 2021. It was postponed this year, obviously, due to the circumstances worldwide. Their website, heartofonenessholisticexpo.com. And one last thing I'd like to announce. I'd like to talk about a great video you can all access on YouTube where you can learn more about Brigitte and about channeling and Saint Germain himself. She recently did a Zoom interview with Wendy of Roslyn Salt Cave out in the New York City area. There's a lot of great information that came up in the interview. And there's even a short channeled message towards the end that Brigitte delivered from St. Germain, very, very powerful. And it's actually ties in with what we talked about tonight. So if you want to see a short message, about 5-10 minutes, I think it is in that video, towards the end of it, very powerful to when you need a little reminder from the Hierarchy of Light, you know. But if you'd like to check it out, what you're going to need to do is go onto YouTube and you're going to search for Roslyn Salt Cave. So it's R-O-S-Y-L-N Salt Cave. That's the YouTube channel. And at the very top of their list of videos, you'll see it says a message from Ascended Master Saint Germain and Brigitte Boyer. And it's a little under an hour, the whole video. But you know, everything you shared on there, Brigitte, about your different profound experiences throughout your life that really led you into this work, really a wonderful interview and neat way to get to know you and to get to know more about Saint Germain.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was actually fun to do this interview and to really empower everybody else. The channeling is for everyone, not just a selected few. And one thing I wanted to share in this context, because this festival is very much about the I Am statements and invocations through the power of I Am, I invite you very much, if you feel very connected to a particular angel or a particular master, to not be afraid to start just sitting in meditation and to just say, I am Saint Germain, and to just repeat it, calling in his frequency, calling in his essence, because when you do that from the understanding that we are all one, that just as much as you're an aspect of God, so is the great spirit of all that is, so is Saint Germain, there is no reason why you can't bring this essence to you and embody it to bring through his messages and guidance and wisdom as well, or just for your own sake, to bring healing to you. So sit with an angel or master of your choice and just keep saying, I am that name of that master or angel, and you'll have some real cool experiences already if you haven't already done so. Yeah, so that's great. Anything you want to add, Mike, your observation about the Festival of Humanity that you want to share with all the listeners?
Again, I think the information you gave tonight was Saint Germain brought through was just really profound, and it's something you really want to just sit down and listen to again. But like I said, even in your interview on YouTube, that short channeling you did tied in with some of what we talked to you tonight. So even if you need like a little 5-minute quick reminder, I would even go on there because I know when you're doing the channeling in the interview, you did talk about the I Am statements, and I found it pretty profound also.
Yeah, I think right now is the time to really focus more on anchoring these higher frequencies through the power of I Am. I can also invite you, if you study the Kabbalah, there's a great book out there by James Twyman called The Kabbalah Code that very much talks about invoking the God forces by toning the sacred names. Again, toning sacred names, toning the name of any divine being can already bring that frequency to you. It's a very powerful way of doing it. And my God, there are so many people right now that are hurt, that are afraid, that are upset. You know, we're seeing it with the demonstration. They're affected by the pandemic. They might have lost their business, not knowing how to pay their bills. So this is really a time where we as light bearers have to focus on sending this love and light out to everybody to empower, to assist, to support, so that those who are in the darkness can find the strength and courage to make some new choices in their life. So it really is a crucial time for all of us, for our heart to go out, our compassion to go out, and to just be present. It's not even about the words we are saying, but to just be present and hold the vibration of love and light no matter what. I think Mike doesn't know he's on mute. I'm not sure.
Oh, now I hear you. Sorry, we didn't hear you a second ago.
Oh, we'll try it again. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I guess that about wraps everything up for tonight. And
yes,
we'll be sending out information for when our show will be most likely next month. We enjoyed having everybody being a part of our work tonight.
Yes. So stay tuned. As Mike said, check out if you want to get the newsletter, sign up for it through my website, or check out spiritualconnectionsradio.com, where we usually just beforehand advertise it. Sorry. So we're not that advanced that we already know 2 months beforehand when we're going to offer the radio show, because it's really guided by spirit. Spirit tells us a week before, this is now the time where we want you to bring these frequencies through, anchor this message into the surroundings. So we just go by that. So stay tuned. You can become a friend on Facebook and get informed about it that way. It is all under Lightbridge 101 or my name, Brigitte Boye. You can find me. I have this unusual last name, Boyea. So feel free to sign up. Thank you very much. I love you all. You are making it. Without you, there wouldn't be a radio show. So thank you so much. And be safe, be loved, be light, be divine empowerment. Blessings to you. Peace out.
Good night, everyone.